Okay, that was Ilya Husil's New Bar, New Bars song, Songs of Kadim. And the vocalist, let's see if I can pull up her name here. A wonderful, wonderful group. And I need my glasses because everything is tiny, tiny, tiny. Ah! So, Rachel Valfer is the wonderful vocalist on that. Okay, Shlomit and Rabbi Sol before that, Abda Bil Agual. And I have the lyrics. They were so, or did I put them away already? Of course I did. All right, that's okay. Zamir Karel of Boston, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, an Irving Berlin composition arranged by Ringwald. That was on there from Boston to Berlin. And before that, I think, yeah, we're up to date with that. Okay, so there's an article I want to share with you from Breaking Israeli News, Israel 365. It says, for 3 years, the PA has paid family of murderer of a 13-year-old Israeli girl. That's the title. And this is written by Maurice Hirsch, July 2nd, so that's yesterday. By now, on the three-year anniversary of the murder of the 13-year-old Israeli girl, Hallel Yaffa Ariel, the PA has paid the family of her murderer over 50,000 shekels and will continue paying them a monthly allowance. Mother of girl's murderer. My son is a hero. He made me proud. 3 years ago today, a 17-year-old Palestinian terrorist murdered 13-year-old Hallel Yaffa Ariel while she slept in her bed. The terrorist was killed by Israeli security personnel at the scene. Since the murder, the Palestinian Authority has paid the family over 50,000 shekels just because their son murdered an Israeli 13-year-old girl and died a quote-unquote martyr. It makes me want to throw up. A substantial part of the PA's pay for slay program is to pay the families of dead terrorists a monthly allowance. Since being elected as chairman of the PA in 2005, Mahmoud Abbas has repeatedly approved increasing the monthly allowances paid to the families of dead terrorists. Currently, the PA pays such families at least 1,400 shekels a month, with additions for terrorists who were married, terrorists who had children, and terrorists who lived in Jerusalem or other parts of Israel. The different institutions headed by Abbas have all referred to the murder as a shadid, martyr, the highest honor achievable in Islam, according to the Palestinian Authority. Reporting on the murder, both the PA's official daily Al-Hayat Al-Jadida and Wafa, the official PA news agency, referred to the murder as a shadid, as did PLO executive committee member Hanan Ashwari. Also honoring the murder, Fatah immediately posted his picture on Facebook, declaring him a martyr. The murderer's mother expressed her pride in her son, stating that my son is a hero. He made me proud. She also encouraged other young Palestinians to carry out similar murders. She says, the Lord of the worlds, praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. May my son has joined the martyrs before him, and he is not better than them. Allah willing, all of them will follow his path. This path, all the youth of Palestine, Allah be praised. Oh my God, just ridiculous. The family of the murder of Hallel Yaffa is one of thousands of Palestinian families that receive monthly allowances from the PA because of their children's terror acts. While the payments are technically made and administered by the PLO Families of the Martyrs and Wounded Institution, that institution is entirely funded by the PA. It's coming from the Palestinian Media Watch. You know, how are you going to have peace? How are you going to have peace when this is what they are about? It's not possible when you... Anyway, you get the message. Makes me really sick. So, all right, we'll go to... what do we got here? Let's do this.
Thank you. Oh, ריבה המחפו מי ינמי צרקו רוסיקו גונו ניבה המחפו שם שפלנו זחלנו היי חיית וכנו מצרנו שם שפלנו זחלנו חיית וכנו מצרנו אוי שם שפלנו זוכלנו אוי ויפרקנו מצרנו אוי שם שפלנו זוכלנו אוי ויפרקנו מצרנו אוי איך עוד יוכלו מיוחות korrekt besuregenu nie bin hagoyim yune futsay seinu kanes mi yarke seyorets bisham na vot khoveyiro bisham na vot khoveyiro gad mein hiois bisham navot khobir u meyoyla u khishonim gad mein hiois
zion 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 alles ist schalim stemos hier zion 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 alles ist schalim stemos hier
oi 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 zion Yoy, halloy si shali, lishloy masi rahayi. Oy yoy 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 tiyoy, oy yoy 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 tiyoy. Halloy si shali, lishloy masi rahayi. Oy yoy 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 tiyoy, oy yoy 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 tiyoy. Halloy si shali. וישורים ילוי זו וחסידים ברינו ברינו יוגילו וחסידים ברינו ברינו יוגילו ובכן צדיקים יירו וישמחו וישורים וישורים ילוי זו וחסידים ברינו ברינו יוגילו וחסידים ברינו ברינו יוגילו ניסקו והשם לבדוי השם לבדוי בהיוי מהו השם לבדוי בהיוי מהו אוי וניסקו והשם לבדוי השם לבדוי בהיוי מהו Oy benisko vashem levadoy vashem levadoy bayoy mahu vashem levadoy bayoy mahu oy benisko vashem levadoy vashem levadoy bayoy mahu
bayoy mahu vashem levadoy bayoy mahu adam adam yoga
יוחד הוי הוי וויה אחד יוחד ויוחד 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 הוי הוי וויה בישורים יבייזו אוי אוי והחסידים אוי אוי ורינו יגילו אוי אוי והחסידים אוי 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 ורינו יגילו ובכן צדיקים ובכן צדיקים יירו ויסמוכו ובכן צדיקים ובכן צדיקים יירו יירו ויסמוכו
All right, so that was Yehuda Glantz, Yibane Hamigdash from Gotta Dance. And before that, Mordechai Ben David from Darkness to Light was the song. And the CD is called Once Upon a Nigun. Chaim David, it's from a CD called Before You, and this it was called Yahrzeit Nigun. Yahrzeit is the anniversary of someone's passing, and I had that shocking story about how the PA pays the family of the murder of a 13-year-old Israeli girl. So there it is. So on February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right-of-way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It is critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. Potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And also I want to make note of the student, the Tufts student, who was swimming in a place where you weren't supposed to be and who lost his life. This was over the last couple of days. He was a graduate of Medford High School, and it's just a terrible loss. He was had a whole bright future in front of him. So very sad for the family. Here's somebody who was a very positive member of the community, and it's just a tragedy. All right, so here we are, WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Happy to be here with you. Okay.
Adon Olam Asher Malach Betel
Okay, there's another article I want to share with you. This is, where did it go? Event hosts in UK ban award-winning author because he's Jewish. I never expected that my career in the UK would be prejudiced by my being Jewish, said best-selling novelist Richard Zimler. This is an article from July 2nd. And it's from United with Israel is the and the article is by the United Staff. Best-selling novelist Richard Zimler published a disturbing letter in The Guardian on Saturday describing the anti-Semitism he recently experienced in the United Kingdom. Zimler, an American living in Portugal, wrote that two cultural organizations that had previously shown enthusiasm for hosting him have now declined his presence because he is Jewish. They asked me if you were Jewish, Zimler quotes his publisher as saying, and the moment I said you were, they lost all interest. They even stopped replying to my emails and returning my phone messages. The writer is arranging a tour to promote his latest book, The Gospel According to Lazarus. He has thus far published 11 novels that have been translated into 23 languages. Zimler has won many literary awards and has been nominated 5 times for the International Dublin Literary Award. This is no slouch here. His friends in the UK suggested that pro-Palestinian activists, including the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, the BDS campaign, along with the Labour Party's reluctance to take a firm stand against anti-Semitism, might be the catalyst for preventing the author from presenting. The two event coordinators convinced him that they weren't anti-Semitic themselves, but they feared a backlash, protest by their members and others, if they extended an invitation to a Jewish writer, explained Zimler's publisher. Zimler wrote that he is deeply shocked and upset by the experience. He points out that he grew up in America, presently lives in Portugal, and has no ties with Israel. He wrote, although it's perfectly legitimate for those who oppose Netanyahu's policies to protest against them, I have no connection with Israel. I have neither investments nor family there, and my most well-known books take place in Portugal and Poland. It's true my new novel is set in the Holy Land, but it takes place 2,000 years before the foundation of the State of Israel. In his letter, Zimler implied that since his novels have given voice to people silenced by prejudice and bigotry, he did not expect to personally experience anti-Semitism. Noting the irony of the situation, Zimler said, facing discrimination is always unpleasant and infuriating, and I never expected that my career in the UK would be prejudiced by my being Jewish. It made Britain seem like a place I don't know and maybe never knew. Even just asking about my religious affiliation struck me as outrageous, he continued. The situation seemed particularly ironic because I have long endeavored in my novels to give voice to people who have been systematically silenced by prejudice and bigotry. Zimler said that this experience taught him that the current climate of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic sentiment in the UK seems to have created this chilling effect throughout British society. The author fears that Jewish artists, writers, dancers, singers, scientists, engineers, professors, and others will be hindered or blocked from making a living in the UK due to growing anti-Semitism. 5 or 10 years ago, I'd have said it was highly improbable, Zimler wrote. After my recent experience and after all I've read about the recent rise of anti-Semitism in the UK, I'd say it was entirely possible. Zimler concludes his letter by making a glaring statement. And this I know. If you fail to be welcoming to Jewish writers and artists because you fear a backlash, then your cowardice makes it possible for the haters to have their way, to spread their irrational dislike of Jews and make shunning them seem acceptable. Is that really the new normal you want for Great Britain? It's quite a chilling article. And unfortunately, this is happening. So what can I tell you? Not good, or as we say, nicht good. ¶¶
tzayich Yehi shalom Becheilech shaleva Be'armeno tzayich Yehi shalom Becheilech shaleva Be'armeno
Okay, a few more minutes here, and that was John Bailey. Stepping Up is the song in real time on Summit Records. That's a new CD. Acclaimed 52-year-old trumpeter John Bailey, in-demand New York sideman, steps into the spotlight with debut album as leader. This was out June 8th. It showcases Bailey with Stacy Diller, John Hart, Cameron Brown, and Victor Lewis on 7 eclectic originals and a pair of Brazilian cover tunes. So, we'll have more of that. Let's see, how about... Just going to try to get a few more in here before we depart.
There'll come a time when the world won't be singing, flowers won't grow, bells won't be ringing. Who really cares? Who's willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? When I look at the world, fills me with sorrow. Children today really suffer tomorrow. What a shame, such a bad way to leave. Who is to blame when we can't stop believing? Live, live for life, but let leave everybody leave. Life for the children, for the children. Save, save the children. Why don't you save the children? Save. Thank you.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Boys and girls, your attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the